Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/discount for an additional discount. LightStream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/discount for more information.
For live coverage of local and national news briefings on COVID-19 and to stay informed at any time, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM. And if you're working at home, ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Zach Zabin in for Mully this week. And Zach, we just got done talking to Robbie Smith, a name who people probably listening to The Score this morning, hopefully, and talking sports. And we've been talking about Cam Newton and Mitch Trubisky and the Bears and names of guys and athletes that people typically recognize. I don't know that anybody out there, probably a very small percentage of our audience, knew who Robbie Smith was. And yet to hear the anguish in his voice about having to face the reality, 33-year-old Olympic Greco-Roman wrestler, likely not going to compete in 2021 because he just can't put his life on hold for another year. Those are the kind of things when you consider, okay, this is only sports, and we understand what the pandemic means to so many people and the health concerns and things that are really a matter of life and death. But when you deal with the sports realm, as we do, and you hear somebody like Robbie Smith talk about the opportunity cost and the toll that has taken on his life and what he has invested in terms of hope and time and money and resources and family into this opportunity that now never will come, it hits a little bit harder because it makes you recognize how many other examples out there like Robbie Smith there are that aren't getting publicity, that don't have a radio station to call and talk to, that are being overlooked and forgotten, and they find it difficult to move on.
It's a great point. We deal with sports, so that's why we're talking about this particular aspect of things. Everyone in the country has had to sacrifice something over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. We're all learning and processing and absorbing this new way of life. And there are many people listening that have been hit hard financially. There are many people listening that have been hit hard physically. But from the sports standpoint, and I had an opportunity firsthand to experience this. I was with the DePaul Blue Demons as their play-by-play voice. I was at Madison Square Garden during the Big East tournament when the news came down that everything was being canceled and you got to go back home. And, those guys aren't doing it. Very rarely will a college athlete get an opportunity to go to the professional level. These guys are doing it because they love playing and they get to experience something really special. For most, that'll be the highest level of sports that they ever get to achieve. And for some, you know, they win their last game against Xavier. There's an opportunity to keep the dream alive and maybe move on in the Big East, but that gets yanked away. And, you know, for the seniors, they'll never get that opportunity to experience that again. And you heard the sacrifice, both from a physical standpoint in terms of getting yourself ready to compete at the highest level, from Robbie, but also putting his life on hold as well. You know, Yu Darvish will get an opportunity to pitch again at the professional level. Anthony Rizzo will get a chance to step in the box. But many of these Olympians, these college players, the high school players that had their seasons yanked away just like that without much warning, they'll never get an opportunity to do that. And you feel for those people. You feel for them.
You do, Zach, because, look, nobody's trying to pretend. Look, we know this is reinforced. Sports don't matter as much as the other things that we're discussing during this pandemic. They don't matter as much as vaccines and, you know, the things that we're doing in social distancing and everything we're doing to preserve our health. But they still do mean a lot in the context of many people's worlds. And how many times do we see this time of year, whether it's in the tournament we're used to watching, which would be resumed tomorrow, and we're talking about people walking off the court, wiping tears away because it's their last time in college, or it's their last game of a long career, or in high school. Everybody listening in the audience this morning, hearing our voices right now, if they were a high school athlete, and a lot of them were, because they're listening to Sports Talk Radio, they remember the image in their mind of their last moment when they were a high school athlete. I can remember my last football game at North Jetson High School. We got beat. We were undefeated. We had 10 straight games that we didn't give up a touchdown, and we were upset. And I remember crying like I never cried before, thinking that that was as traumatic of a moment as I've ever experienced, and thank God that it was at that point in my life. But those are the types of things, success and failure that you're not able to experience now because nobody's playing sports and nobody knows when they're going to play sports again. And those opportunities that were depriving people, I mean, you hear it in guys like Robbie Smith, and it is something that you're right. It's not like pro athletes who Mitch Trubisky's going to take snaps again. Rizzo, Darvish, a lot of examples. It's just not the same when you talk about amateur athletics.
Yeah, it's a precious few moments that you have over the course of your life if you're good enough to be in that situation, as Robbie is, to take advantage of your ability and compete at the highest level. And the thing that I think stings just in listening to him talk is that, again, we weren't even, I don't think we've wrapped our minds yet around how quickly things changed. You know, because when it initially happened, I think you're thinking, well, what happens now? You know, you just have to be careful. I don't think that many of us thought this is something that could last for months. This is something that could last for the rest of the year. That there's a possibility that, at least in America, you may not see professional sports again for the rest of 2020. I think the thought of, at the time that the NBA shut down, the thought of not having the Olympics in July, I don't think we comprehended it as much a week and a half ago. And now all of a sudden, bam, everything changes.
It does. It changes rapidly.
And you have to adjust. Like, we're asking Robbie what's next in his life. And I'm sure he's still trying to grapple with all the, with this. Just, he's been, for 33 years, he's been angling toward this moment, and now this moment is gone. What do you do?
Yeah, you know, in the 815 texter wants to play gotcha. No, nobody is suggesting that COVID-19 is hitting sports athletes and sports figures harder than the rest of society. But you are listening to a sports talk radio station, and people here have interest in sports, and the athletes that we speak to range from amateurs to professionals and, you know, coaches and everywhere in between. And in that setting, in that context, we have to look at the cost, not only in terms of economic costs, not only in terms of historic impact, but the human toll. And that's what you heard in the voice of a Robbie Smith, and that's what you're talking about, Zach. And I'm sure that as you came back from the Big East tournament and the reality started to sink in about how serious of a situation that we were about to face, that you probably saw it in the faces of the DePaul basketball team. You know, fear is very easy to detect, whether it's in somebody's voice or on somebody's face. But I'm sure that you will remember that experience and how that was handled, because this is a time in our life nobody thought would happen, but nobody is ever going to forget.
Yeah, and it happened so rapidly. That's the thing, that, you know, when they were playing basketball that Wednesday, the day that the Gobert thing happened. So you thought, all right, so the next day, the announcement was made in the middle of the DePaul game that, you know, the next day there was going to be a game played at Madison Square Garden, just without fans. But you figured, all right, so this might be the new normal. And then all of a sudden, bam, everything gets shut down. And not just in sports, in life. And
right.
I think where we come from, obviously, every single day, we talk about sports. It's what we do. It's what we love. But if you want to be good at anything, you have to have the same passion and dedication and focus and sacrifice that you heard from Robbie in our last segment, whether you want to be a great musician, a great artist, even a great accountant, whatever it is that you want to do. And life is changing. And I think we just listen to it from a sports standpoint. It holds true for everyone in any occupation, in any part
exactly. of life. Another 815 texter says, I cut off three fingers in a table saw accident and didn't shed a tear. I cried like a baby after my last high school soccer game. I got the fingers back. Well, that's good that he got the fingers back, or she got the fingers back, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the kind of things that in the context of your sports experiences and how you relate that to what you're dealing with now. But thanks, Zach. Another great show. Another great 4 hours talking with you and getting through it together.
All right. Stay healthy, my friend.
You too. And tomorrow we will talk about some of these things with Jim Phillips, Northwestern Athletic Director, will join us at 7 o'clock. And, you know, what's next in terms of the eligibility of seniors that want to return for another season? And how does he handle and navigate some of these difficult circumstances ahead for college athletics? Thank you to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
David, you're pretty quick on that computer there.
Thanks to Kev Bo.
Little wise guy. He's a little wise guy.
And the glue of the operation. Thank you, Ray.
Hi, the name's Pound. Dick Pound.
And most of all, thank you to everybody for calling, for texting, and for listening. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
This is Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, created in Chicago for Chicago. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2020 Honda Civic models. Named a 2020 Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2020 Honda Civic models. Named a 2020 Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Now, more than ever, you can count on WBBM News Radio.
We must enact an immediate stay-at-home order for the state of Illinois.
For updates, for the latest developments.
They are choices that must be made for the good of all of our residents.
Featuring more reporters and the most local news coverage.
All non-essential businesses must stop operating.
Chicago's only all-news station is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
It's Macy's VIP sale with an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale when you use your coupon or Macy's card. That's big savings on the season's best trends, like head-to-toe neutrals, modern florals, pops of coral, and more. Plus, use your coupon to take 15% off beauty, too. Or check out great spring specials for you, your family, and your home. Plus, everyone gets free shipping on purchases of $25 or more now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Life in America has changed almost overnight. There's a lot of information out there about the coronavirus. We help you sort it out and answer the most important questions every weekday with the Coronavirus Daily Podcast. We'll have interviews and advice from health experts, newsmakers, and authorities on a range of important topics. Everything you need to know, summarized into one short episode. Get all the information you need to guide your family through the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2020 Honda Civic models. Named a 2020 Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon.